Like I will always just be me. And the best thing about my neurodivergent journey is the more I understand myself, the more I accept myself. So when I am me and others try and make me feel bad about being me, I'm like, you can't do that anymore. You can't make me feel bad about being me. So that didn't happen straight away. A lot of that was thanks to you.
Oh,
I will happily say that. But photography was the first thing that sort of came into my life that genuinely made me feel really happy about being autistic. So I was happy that I had the answer. But then I started sort of doing the whole questioning, am I actually re really am I? You know, that whole when you see other people or people doubt it or people go, oh, I don't think you are. And yeah, I went on a journey, you know, of self-discovery and like you, I'm hyper focused on my new special interest, which was being autistic. And I would tell everyone. Like, so when I hear that people, especially in people in position of authority, people who have a voice, you know, have an opportunity to speak up on behalf of being autistic, not on behalf of the community, but on behalf of themselves, but as an autistic person. And I don't see them do that. I kind of get really upset, not upset at them, upset at that society has created this stigma that makes people worried about being who they are. Like some of my closest friends don't tell people they're autistic ADHDs, and they'd rather just go, oh, I'm ADHD, because there's less stigma, there's less negativity, there's less infantilizing of ADHD diagnosed people than there is of autistic diagnosed people. But we can talk about that a bit later. So I'm like, no, you don't stop. Like, because I'm thinking about like myself and like what people did to me. And then I see people doing that, not just to people, but to children. Like, oh, you can't be the autistic. You have to change the way you are. And I'm just coming in like, you know, like the Hulk. You know, I wish I was more like Professor X, just like really chill. I'm like, I'm going to change. No, I'm Hulk. I'm like, smash, smash, angry smash. And I'm like, stop that. Just stop it. Stop making kids feel bad about being autistic. Stop making people think autism is something that destroys families, destroys you. It is not. And it took me a long time to feel better about it. And that's where the photography comes in.
Wow. And
Towards the end of 2018, I was watching an episode of South Park, as I often do. It is my mecca. It is my place. So I was watching an episode of South Park, and Cartman was just doing what he does, which is just being awful. But he suddenly realizes, oh, I can get some attention if I say that I'm depressed. So he starts listing symptoms of being depressed. And I had never actually heard a list of symptoms that said someone was depressed. I just felt like I was always down. So I'd be like, oh, I'm depressed. But I wouldn't actually go, I have depression. I'd say, oh, I feel really depressed, which is, there is definitely a difference between feeling depressed and having depression. Huge, like a huge difference. So I was like, oh, I'm just depressed. I'm not feeling good. And then as these symptoms were being listed, I'd never heard them before, and I went, oh, that Cartman in a cartoon just described everything that I am feeling, and that I am, because I start becoming really reactive, like very easily losing my temper, and that is a huge symptom of depression, and that's the one that I think triggered me the most. I was like it's unusually a lot. Like, everyone gets angry, and I have meltdowns, but I was having meltdowns constantly because I was trying to just not be myself. I wouldn't let me be me. And I had depression. So I was like, well, now I am just on my own. I went to my company. They weren't great at all. They had no idea what was going on or how to deal with me. They were all talking about occupational health and stuff like that. And I was like, I need help. I need guidance. So I was looking into like, oh, what makes me happy? Because I was just desperate to make myself happy. Because for me, when I'm in a position where I'm like, okay, I'm sick, because when you have depression, you are sick. It's a sickness. You are ill. And I'm like, okay, I need to make myself better. So I was like, what can I do? And creativity is a huge part of like becoming like better. Like that's why people take up like art and drawing and any sort of, or drama, anything that makes you creative. Because once you start creating, once you start building something and making something rather than destroying things, which is how I always feel, like I'm just destroying everything. So when you start creating things, you start feeling better about yourself. And you go, oh, I don't just hurt people. I don't just destroy. I don't just break. And people don't just hate me. I can make something. So I started taking random pictures and I really enjoyed it. I was out on walks with my dogs and I was really enjoying being in nature. It's, who, I mean, some people don't, but most people do. Nature. And I was taking pictures, I was coming home and I was looking on my phone and it was making me calm. And then I would start playing with those pictures on Photoshop, just on my phone, just playing around with them, making them different colors, putting different filters. I'm not good at Photoshop. I'm still not good at Photoshop because I just play around. I just have fun. Whatever I end up doing with one of my pictures, whether it's like a gentle edit or like a really over the top colors, all different. It's literally just because I'm having fun. I am mentally trying to stimulate my brain to make myself happy. So that was my photography, was just, oh, I'm just making myself happy. I'd go and take the pictures, I'd edit them, but that was it. I never put them on social media. I never did anything with them. They were for me and they made me happy. And then I started going, oh, what? I don't know how I'm getting this good this quickly. I don't know. And I was like, oh, this is because I'm autistic. And as soon as I thought that, it was like it was just there. And all of a sudden, everything that I'd hated about myself, all the depre everything that led up to this depression, it didn't fade away immediately, but I saw the light. I actually was able to see the light and go towards it. So every time I went, and I was like, yeah, I think it's because I'm autistic that I just got good. And they were like, and that was it. And I thought they'd be going, oh yeah, using autism as an excuse. They didn't. They were so nice. They were so lovely. And they were like, oh wow, and it was almost like me saying I was autistic. In my mind, they were going to see it as like some sort of negative thing. But when I said I'm autistic and that's the reason why I can take these pictures, all of a sudden they were like, oh, that makes total sense. And I was like, That's the first time I've ever heard anybody being positive
about me being autistic other than me. I just love talking about animals, talking about nature, just learning everything. Just so I could be not so, oh, I can go and do a degree or I can go and get a job, because I could be even more connected to nature. Because the more I'm connected to nature, the happier I am as a person, which is why what you did for me helped me so much, because you connected me to nature in my mind.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And we'll talk further about this off the podcast, but something that came up in one of our sessions together that you came up with, I'm now using with other clients. So I must thank you as
Yeah,
well for this.
that tracks. I'm a game changer. I can't help
It's
it.
so beautiful, this reciprocity. And this is what I love about my job is that, I learn things all the time from my clients, and it's this continual sharing of tools and learning from each other. And also, when I'm telling people and clients and things, about the mind and wellness and all of that. I'm reminding myself at the same time. And same with this podcast, hearing people's stories and hearing how other people really build their resilience and deepen their self-care is so inspiring to me.
What I would say about my photography more than anything else is the reason, especially neurodivergent people love it so much, is because when I create it, when I take it, when I edit it, when I make it what it is, it's me mentally making myself happy. So I'm soothing myself. And I think that comes across. I know it does because people keep saying that
When they
when.
look at my pictures, it relaxes them. They can just look at them all day and it just relaxes them. And I'm like, I'm so happy that something I do, something that makes me feel good, then goes on to make other people feel good. And
Yes.
the other great thing is because I'm autistic and so open about it, and when people see how beautiful my pictures are, and I go, this is because I'm autistic. It makes people more likely to be proud and see autism in a positive light. So my photography really like works on so many levels of just positive, positive,
I ended
positive.
up getting my first tattoo, my first ever picture of a stag. I got it tattooed on my arm, and that stag, his name is Jeremy, and that's the stag that you, Ashley, helped me find in my sort of my safe space in my own mind in this forest. That stag is the symbol of my strength, is my guide. And now he's like with me all the time. And you have no idea how much more self-disciplined I am, but in a positive way. Like I don't feel like, oh, I'm really sad today. I need to go and spend lots of money or eat bad food, or I can just be like, oh, I'm sad today, but I have a better, healthier way of dealing with that now. And that is completely and utterly thanks to you. So I
Love
want
that.
to just thank you for giving me my inner strength
To really be able to.
have much better self-control when it comes to like almost being self-destructive. I'm far less self-destructive because of you.
That's amazing. That's so beautiful. You are so welcome, and thank you for those beautiful words. And the beautiful thing is we all have this within the we all have the solution within us, whatever's going on. And that's the beautiful thing. And I think that's where we can give everybody hope out there. No matter what you're going through, you've got the solution within you. It's just about tapping into that and believing in it and cultivating a sense of trust and curiosity and hope and accessing that inner wisdom that's there within all of us. That's really beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're well. I mean, I just you're welcome. I just keep telling everyone, they go, oh yeah, I'm looking for therapy. And I'm like, look no further. And then they're like, oh, what type of therapy? And they go, and I go, it's hypnotherapy. And then I see their face and I go, stop that. It's not what you think, because that's what I thought. It's not a sideshow.
No.
It's more about you as a person seeing inside yourself than
Yes.
like you going, oh, once I snap my fingers, you'll be talking like a chicken.
Yeah. No.
None
No.
of that. You can't do that. Like,
No.
that's not a thing. That's fake. But what you do, you make me see myself, and you basically act as like a guide to help me heal myself. So you're not
Yes.
healing me, you're guiding me to the better place.
Exactly. It's a great metaphor is like I'm like the sat nav and you are both the car and the driver. And so you can choose to follow me or you can choose to override me. It's not mind control, it's handing you more control.
I mean, I would have never found that place for myself, and I would never have found my guides and that strength inside me if it wasn't for you guiding me. I wouldn't have known, because I just don't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. And that's where you have helped me more than anyone outside my family has ever helped me. You helped me.
Wow.
And I mean, I will never, ever forget that.
Well, I am so honored because I know you know a lot of mental health professionals as
I
well.
do,
So,
I do. And you're the
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really, really lovely of you to say. Thank you so much. And we're gonna keep with the nature theme in our meditation today.
And begin to allow yourself to settle in. As you focus on your breathing now, allowing your body to relax deeper and deeper, allowing your whole body to empty of tension. Whole body is just draining of tension with each breath. And feel the ground beneath you, supporting your body. And just imagine, only imagine now, roots extending from your feet, anchoring you to the earth. And as you continue to relax deeply, just allow yourself to let go of any expectations or judgments you may have about this meditation. Simply be present in this moment, allowing yourself to fully experience whatever arises. We set an intention for this meditation to slow down, connect with your inner self, and ground yourself in the present moment. Can you imagine your breath as a gentle river flowing through your being? And imagine a warm light radiating from your heart center, spreading throughout the entirety of your body. That's right. As you focus your awareness on your breath, can you at the same time bring your awareness to the center of your forehead, the mind's eye center? With each inhale, can you imagine you're breathing in through the center of your forehead? And as you breathe out, imagine a golden light spreading down throughout the entirety of your body. With each inhale, visualize your breath entering this sacred space into the mind's eye center. Letting go of any mental chatter or distractions. Exhaling out, imagine this golden light flowing outward through your entire body. Expanding your awareness of your body. You are a vessel of light, connected to the earth and the cosmos. Picture yourself now sitting under a majestic tree, its roots anchored deep into the earth. So you too have roots extending downward. Feel the stability, the ancient wisdom, and the nourishment flowing from the earth into your being. Imagine the tree's branches reaching towards the sky, touching the heavens. You are part of this cosmic dance, dear friends. Breathe in the essence of this majestic tree, the rustling leaves, the scent of the bark, the timeless presence. Repeating silently inside, I am grounded like the roots. I am expansive like the branches. I am present like the leaves. Remember, dear friends, you are both the seeker and the sought. You are both the dreamer and the dream. You are the creator and the created. As we bring this meditation to a close, just take a moment to express a deep gratitude for the opportunity to explore the depths of your own consciousness. Gently bringing your awareness back to the sensations of your body and the space around you. Allowing yourself to reorient to the present moment with a sense of clarity, gratitude, and presence. Namaste. Jordan James, this has been an absolute honor and privilege and pleasure. I could talk for hours, and I hope to have you back on, actually, because I'm going to do a whole series of neurodivergence. So I hope you will join us again and we can continue this conversation. There's so much to talk about.
You know, you will always have me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
If I could sing or play an instrument for you, I would sing and play an instrument for you. If I could dance for you, I would dance for you. If I could paint for you, I would paint for you. But my thing is words. But the problem about words is that you may listen to them.
And that would be a mistake.